man, from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter number 2, verses 14 through 16. Philippians 2, 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about the functioning church.
Amen.
Amen. The functioning church. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord, the functioning church. Let me begin by, for our visitors who are here this morning, on last Sunday, we celebrated the pastor's 45th anniversary.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it was not really to elicit, but it's simply that I might thank the members for such a grand and glorious effort.
Amen.
Amen. They really blessed me beyond what was my expectation. I told them that I am a little bit richer financially, but I'm a lot richer spiritually.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's all because of the functioning church. Amen. And there are so many negative things that are said about the church.
Right.
And I want to talk about the functioning church. And I realize that we have malfunctions. Amen. We have dysfunctional people. But in the midst of all of that, we still have a functioning church. Amen. When we talk about the church, we're talking about the body of Christ, with Christ the founder and sustainer of it. You know, one of the problems that I have is I will see very oft times a church that says, Reverend Dr. Joe Blow, founder and pastor. Well, you might be the pastor, but you didn't found it. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, Matthew 16 and verse number 18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But when we think about the church has a mandate from Christ himself. And that mandate is to occupy until I come. Amen. Luke 19:13. Now, I must tell you, we live in that period between the departure of Christ and his return. God has given us excellent resources that we may build and expand his kingdom. Amen. Now, the Lord expects us to use our God-given talents in the expansion of his kingdom. And that's why I'm blessed with the members of Friendship. Amen. Do you know that during the month of July, we have revival and soul-saving campaign. We have the pastor's anniversary, and you rise to the occasion every time. Amen. 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 One of the things that I've noted is that when you're so busy, you are very focused. Maybe we need to stay that busy all the time. Amen. When we are very busy, we stay focused. Amen. That we need to do, we are focusing on accomplishing that. Amen. Now, I want you to know that the Philippian church really is the embodiment of the functioning church. The letter to the Philippians was written by Paul from Rome during his imprisonment, and it was sent to them to thank them for a gift that they had sent him. Amen, amen. You know, when you are concerned about someone else, amen, we had, and Brother Bruce had in our Sunday school minister that talked about the soul. Amen. He had it in reverse order of mine. When I say strangers, orphans, and widows, as the body of Christ, we ought to be concerned about strangers and orphans and widows. Amen. We ought to want to bless those that really we do not expect anything to come from them. Amen. We do it because there's something in our heart. Amen. Amen. But I would have you to note that the admonishment of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians is good for all of us. Paul says to the church at Philippi in Philippians 4 and verse number 4, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And if you didn't get it, he says, "And again I say, rejoice." Amen. What you do, you ought to find joy in doing it. And that's one of the attributes of a functioning church. You do it because there is a joy in doing it. Now, you see, joy comes from the inside. Mm-hmm. Our inner attitude does not have to reflect our outward circumstances. We can be going through hell and high water, but the joy of the Lord is still our strength. When we know that God will provide. Amen. We're not worried about what's going to happen. We're not even worried about who's in the office, in the Oval Office. What our concern is, we know who's sitting on the throne in heaven. And as long as he's there and we are his, everything is going to be well. Amen. Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened, Jesus Christ was with him. Amen. As we said, during the month of July, we had so many functions. Amen. 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 Functions like the revival, soul saving campaign, pastor's anniversary, most of us are aware of. But you know, for some of you, there are things that go on that we bless the community that you don't know about. Amen. Amen. And when you are concerned about being a blessing to somebody, God will bless your effort. But I want us to take a look at, and we shall not be long, I want us to take a look at what Paul says and how you can determine whether your church is a functioning church. Amen. In verse number 14, amen, like the Philippians, we ought not be whiners. Any church that you've got a whole bunch of whiners, arguing, complaining, talking about folk, you will never get things accomplished. Amen. And there are those who major in talking about folk. Praise God, they're not at Friendship. Amen. Now you say, I know somebody like that. They ain't at Friendship. They might gather here, but they're not in Friendship. Amen. The functioning church looks to be a blessing to somebody. Amen. Paul says, do all things without murmuring and... Now, when we talk about... Now, I want us to see arguing and complaining. When we talk about murmuring and disputing, when there is the belief in Christ, it unites us, and all that trust in him know that God is able. And so we need not whine about what's going on, because we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? We know that if God said it, he'll cause it to come to pass. Amen. We feel comfortable. Amen. Paul is in a Roman jail, but yet he writes to thank folk for sending him a gift. And amen. Then he said something that's strange. I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. And my question to you is, have you learned how to be content wherever you are? Amen. Some folk, if they're not living large, amen, they're not content. Amen. If they're not being blessed like they think they ought to be blessed, But can I just drop something on you? Every morning that you get up and you're able to inhale and then exhale, you're blessed. Amen. Now, a lot of it then depends on what you're going to do with the day the Lord has given you. The psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord has made for me. I will rejoice. I'm sure glad y'all read your Bibles. Amen. But let me tell you something else about whiners. Y'all don't mind if I stay here a minute, do you? Gonna do it anyway. Whiners give a false impression of the gospel. Say that again. Whiners give a false impression of the gospel. If we know, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and you're whining about what's not happening or who's not doing what, or so-and-so wants to lead all the songs, or they won't let me pray, or I got this problem, I got that problem. Amen. You're not trusting in the power of the Almighty. Amen. God can do whatever God wants to do because God is sovereign. Amen. 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 So number one, amen, a church that is a functioning church, they are not whiners. Number two. Amen. Those who are in a functioning church, they are not worldly. Mm-hmm. They're not worldly. Listen. Paul says in verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless. Now, please take note. Please take note. Amen. We're not talking about sinless perfection.
That's right.
But we have a perfect relationship. Amen. And well, then, we really are perfect. Mm-hmm. Because of our eternal union with the infinitely perfect Christ. Let me just drop this on somebody because you look like you don't know what I'm talking about. We have been declared not guilty. We live lives that are characterized by moral purity. Amen. By patience and peacefulness. And when we live that kind of life, amen, our lives will shine as the lights. Amen, amen. Jesus said, let your light so shine that men and women might see your good works and glorify him who is in heaven. Are you living that kind of life that folk know that you're a Christian? Do they have to wonder, are you or are you not? Or do you feel the need to identify yourself? I'm Pastor Jones. Amen. There ought to be something in Pastor Jones' life that lets folk know he's a Christian. And conversely, it ought to be something in your life. Yeah, yeah. When it becomes strange to this preacher when it's necessary for you to identify yourself before the conversation begins. I'm Deacon Bobo. If I talk to you long enough, I'm going to find out who you are. And sometimes your conversation will lead me away from your being Deacon Bobo. Mm-hmm. Amen. When we understand that we are not worldly, we're in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. The only place we can live is here on Terra Firma. But one thing that we do know, we will live for Christ wherever we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the interesting things that I find about the apostle, in a jail cell, he's still able to testify about Christ. Amen. Which is a good thing for them sending money to help him. Amen. They were really helping the gospel. Somebody has said they would have these soldiers guarding him, and every time the shift would come on, amen, he'd preach to them, and they'd get saved. Amen. Another shift comes on. He had preached to them, and they get saved. Amen. He's in jail. Amen. He's not able to come and stand behind this sacred desk, But when they would come to him, he would testify of the Christ that he knows. Amen. And his testimony caused them to know that there was a reality in serving the true and the living God. Now somebody's looking at me. I like when folks look at me because they're saying, now, is he telling the truth? Well, the Bible says that this Paul was in a Philippian jail. Uh-huh. And that was a midnight ramble. You know. Amen. Elvis talks about a midnight rock. Yeah, jailhouse rock. Amen. That was a jailhouse, rock. Amen. And all the cuffs and the leg irons came off the folk. Amen. And the jailer runs in and sees, and he's about to take his life. And the apostle says, do thyself no harm. We're still here. Amen. This Philippian jailer got saved in jail. When God operates, no man can hinder. But we can be a blessing to the furtherance of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. When we are not whiners, when we are not worldly, amen, when we become workers. Isn't it amazing? Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Because the night's going to come when no person can work. Amen, amen. When you are a worker, you put legs to your words. Mm-hmm. The Philippians gave and gave, and they gave willingly. It is interesting because Paul said of the church at Corinth, the Corinthian church, he would not accept offers from them because he wanted them to know he was independent. The gospel was independent. And many times it's because of the mindset. Amen. Folk think that if they give you a dollar, they control you. Go ahead and preach. Amen. And so he said, I make my living, amen, working with my hands. I'm a tent maker. Amen. But with the Philippians, he says, I receive it, amen, gratefully. Because they gave willingly. They understood that what they were doing was for the furtherance of the kingdom. They understood that the gospel would go forth when they blessed Paul. That's one of the things that I wanted to tell Friendship. Thank you. Amen. The gospel can go further when you bless your pastor. Amen. And I want you to know it is not an open solicitation. I want you to know that God blesses you when you bless him. Uh-huh. The Lord says, if you give as much as a cup of water to a prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. Amen. When you bless the kingdom worker, and you are a kingdom worker, amen, when we understand that we are working for the Lord, and the Lord will pay. Amen. When we give to the strangers, orphans, and widows, when we bless those who are not able to do what we can do, talk to me, somebody. Amen. God sees what we're doing, and he puts that to our account. Amen. There will come a day where there will be a rendering of the account. I wonder what you're going to have in your account. Amen, amen, but amen. The Lord has a computer that won't mess up. Amen, it's always online. Amen, he's not going to get our names mixed up. Uh-huh. You know, some folk, because they are saved, and when you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're saved. Amen. But we work not to be saved, but we work because we are saved. We work because there will be rewards. The Lord said there will be gold, silver, and precious stone. And on the other side of that coin, wood, hay, and stubble. You got a lot of folk who are stubble producers. I'm glad they're not at Friendship.
Amen.
Amen. We got gold and silver and precious stones. I saw that in July. Amen. You gave and you gave. Amen. You gave for the revival. You gave, amen, for community things that you didn't even know about. You gave to bless the pastor and his family, to have the silver fox looking as good as she looks. You gave and you gave and you gave. Amen. God is good, and he's good all the time. Amen. Somebody say, who's the silver fox? I ain't going to tell you if you can't find her. Amen. Amen. Let's see. How can I tell functioning church? Not whiners. Right? Not worldly. Right? Number three, they're workers. Listen if y'all are listening. Workers. Amen. They find themselves busy doing something. You know, one of the interesting things about the Lord, do you realize that all that the Lord Jesus called, they were all busy doing something?
That's right.
Amen. Even the Lord can't do anything with lazy folk. Amen. 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 If they're doing the wrong thing, you just convert that. Amen. Look at Saul of Tarsus. Amen. A persecutor. But God knew that he could change him to Paul the Apostle. But you got to be busy. Amen. They got some folk like the one that got the one talent. Go and bury it. I don't have time to take you there. But got some of those kinds of folk. But thank God in the functioning church, you've got those whose reward will cause them, amen, to shine like lights. Amen. One of the things that will be terrible when you get to heaven, amen, you've got folk with their reward, their crowns indicating their rewards, and you have none. I was in the Marine Corps. And one of the interesting things that I would see in town, I was stationed in Oceanside, California, Camp Pendleton. And you'd go to town, and you'd see the Marine with a National Defense Medal. That's all he had. Because he's relatively new. Now, you who are in the military, you know what I'm talking about. That's the one you get for being in the military. You don't have to do anything. You just get it. Amen. You don't have to go anywhere, do anything. You just get it. Amen. And they were proud. I said, until I got more medals, I wore civilian clothes. Don't just wear that. Okay. Y'all didn't get it. There will be folk, Sister Rita Lynette, Morgan Miller, in heaven. They're going to be in heaven, but no crowns. And you're going to know, and everybody's going to know, they didn't work.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, your love of God will prompt you to work. Amen. You'll work unceasingly, giving of yourself that the kingdom might be advanced. I got to hurry. Number four. Not whiners, not worldly workers, but also, and lastly, those who walk in wisdom. Amen. When you've got folk that walk in wisdom, amen, their lives reflect the perfect Christ that we serve. When you got folk that know that if God be for you, amen, it doesn't matter what's going on around us. Too oft times we try to change things, and the capacity to change is not in our, and it's not, we're not capable of affecting the change. But the God that I serve can. And I trust him that he's going to cause all things to work together for the good, because I love him. And he loves me. Have I got a witness here? Amen. When we look at the Apostle Paul, the Bible says, amen, Paul was a persecutor of the church. Paul was a fellow as Saul of Tarsus. We saw him burst on the scene, holding the coats of those that stoned Deacon Stephen. And there was something about the way Deacon Stephen died that Saul of Tarsus could not comprehend. Amen. They are stoning him to death, and he says, Father, forgive them. Amen. That was troubling to Saul. Amen. Saul said, I got to stamp out this business. Went in to the chief priests and desired of them letters, because he had heard of a little church down in Damascus. Not necessarily a bunch of folk, but he heard of a church. And so he says, I'm going to go down and stop it. But on the way to Damascus, I'm so glad that we serve a God who knows where we are. He knows how to stop us. He knows how to get us off the wrong road and put us on the right road. The Bible said that Saul was knocked from his beast and lying in the dirt. And the only way you can look up is when you look up when you're lying on your back in the dust. Amen. God spoke to him, and I can hear him saying, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Isn't that interesting? Because he's blind. How does he know he's Lord? There's something about the power of Almighty God that when he manifests himself in your life, you know he's God. Amen. For those who are in the worshiping church and amen, and in the church that is a functioning church, amen, you know you're not working for the preacher. Amen. You're not working for a name. You're working for the master. You're working because God will get the glory out of what you're doing. And so the Bible said, knocking not from his beast in the dirt, he cries out to the Lord, what will you have me to do? And I always marvel at that, because here the Lord knocks him off his beast. Certainly he could have told him what to do. Talk to me, somebody. But he sent him into town. He said, go into the town, amen, a street called Straight. And there you will find him, and he'll tell you what to do. Amen. I always glory, because the Lord said, I've always got a use for the preacher. Amen. He's my mouthpiece. Go in and he'll tell you what to do. The Bible says that he went in and he was there 3 days. And the Bible said, when the Lord's man came in, and when he spoke to him, the scales fell from his eyes. Have I got a witness? The Bible said the scales fell from his eyes, and he received food and had strength. And soon as he got his strength, Sister Connie, he started preaching. Amen, amen. I want you to know that folk with good sense will still testify it was the Lord. Amen. We've been blessed, and they're able to say it was the Lord. Amen. We have been blessed at Friendship, and we readily admit it was the Lord. The Lord has been good to us. Amen. This preacher has been here 45 years. We know what the Lord can do. And as long as we stay with the Lord, he'll stay with us. I don't care how, you know, there are those that like to tell you, well, you're getting old. You need to retire now. Amen. I might step down, but I'll never retire. Amen. The Lord knows how to preserve those that are his. Can I go ahead and preach anyhow? The Bible says when a man's ways please God, he'll come to the grave as a full shock of corn. God knows how to take care of even old folk. Can I go ahead and preach? Can I tell you about an old man? The Bible said there was two men, amen, that spied out the promised land. Amen. Joshua and Caleb. Amen. Amen. Caleb was 40 years old when the Lord said, I'm going to give you this mountain. Amen. 45 years later. Amen. Amen. Caleb says to Joshua, amen, I am as strong now as I was when I spied out the land. I like to tell folk, I'm as strong now as I was 45 years ago when I came to Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. Not because of the vitamins I could take, not because I've got a good primary care physician, not because I've got a good cardiologist. And I want you to know that on my journey I had, amen, a bypass, but God is still good. Have I got a witness here? If you know in whom you have believed, you know that everything is all right. I don't know about you, but I like to tell folk, God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. There are times when we go through things, but God said, I'll never forsake you, nor leave you. Even in a Roman jail, God was there for him. And I got a witness here. Amen. In a Philippian jail, God was there for him. What I'm trying to tell you is if a man ways please God, God will walk with him. God will keep him in his special care. I don't know whether you can praise him or not, but listen at this young man that praised the Lord. And I got a witness. God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. Why we praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad you asked. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continuously be in my mouth. I heard the young folks say that in Psalm 119 and 130. Have I got a witness? Come on, tell me what it says. 130. Psalm, no, I don't want you to look it up. You see, there are those that like to believe that they are so smart and they don't need the Lord. But even a dumb person, when I say dumb, I mean even the things that they don't know. They got enough sense to come to the Lord. How do I come to the Lord? I'm glad you asked. I can hear him say, I came to Jesus. Just as I was weary, old and sad, I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Are you glad that you're in a functioning church? We will bless the Lord early morning. We're going to bless the Lord at noonday. We're going to bless the Lord when the sun is singing behind the western hills. We're going to bless the Lord. We serve a good God. Worthy praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have time to take you all of Paul's journey, but I hear Paul saying as he writes to the young preacher named Timothy, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Been laid up for me. Have I got a witness? But not only for me, but for all those that love his appearing. I've got a crown of life. Have you got a crown of life? He's good, and he's good all the time. The best is yet to come. Paul said, absent from the body is present with the Lord. Paul said, I'd much rather leave here. Have I got a witness? Because God has something better for me. But for me to remain here, it's good for you. Long as I'm here, I can preach. Long as I'm here, I can teach. But when I get to heaven, I'm gonna jump and shout. Nobody can put me out. Every day is hidey, hidey. Never goodbye. My question is, do you know him? Have you tried? Thank God for a functioning church. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, night's gonna come when no one can work. But as long as I'm in the world, I'm gonna live for the Lord. Do you know him? As I come to a close, the church is the body of Christ. We know Him and we love Him. Every one of us have been placed in the body as it pleased God. Have I got a witness? Have I got a witness? None of us is the head, because Christ is the head. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There are those of us that like to believe I am the head. You got to come by me, but I'll stop by to tell you, Christ is the head. We are the body of Christ. Whether you're arm, a leg, I am the mouthpiece for God. As I close, I got good news for you. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will could come to Him. Are you here? Are you out of the ark of safety? Come, come, come. If you're not in the family of God, this is a mighty good time to come to the Lord. You don't have to plead your case.